This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Innovative solutions from the Avaya ecosystem of government solutions partners. Empowering you with world-class communication tools, increasing government's ability to serve citizens. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. Guy Clinch here, advocate for the government customer at Avaya's product development organization. Welcome to the latest episode of Avaya Tech Talk. Today, I stray a little from the topic of government. Readers of my blog at avaya.com/clinch will know that I am an active member in a number of industry organizations. I am just back from a quick business trip to Chicago, meeting with the leaders of ONE, the member-driven International Avaya Users Group, or IAUG, as part of the planning for the IAUG Converge 2013, which will take place June 3rd through the 7th at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Conference Center in Orlando, Florida. Each year, the majority of IAUG's over 4,000 members gather for an energetic week of training, networking, and interaction among fellow members, sponsors of the organization, Avaya leaders, and Avaya personnel from product management, support organizations, and the Avaya Learning Organization in a dynamic and challenging environment. Many of Avaya's go-to-market and technology partners support IAUG's mission through sponsorship and active participation. I was joined in Chicago by two of my colleagues from Avaya, Angela Adams, who is Avaya's executive liaison to IAUG, and Marge Rance, who is one of my fellow champions to the IAUG councils. There are more than a dozen IAUG councils that function as special interest groups for technical topics ranging from enterprise core communications to contact center to collaboration and mobility and other topics including day-to-day support of the IAUG members including member advocacy and education and professional development councils. The meeting in Chicago was with the Content Planning Committee, the Council Chairs, and IAUG staff to finalize the grid of educational sessions planned for the conference in June. This meeting was a significant milestone in a process that has been going on since October of last year. Content for the conference is primarily driven by member advocacy, which makes the event unique. As I've written in blogs including Worth More Than Paid For at the 2011 IAUG, this is not your average trade show. Participants come in with high expectations that they will return to their jobs enriched with new tools and better understanding of how to leverage investments made by their companies in Avaya technologies. The process of gathering content for IAUG Converge 2013 began last fall with a broad outreach to IAUG members, potential sponsors, Avaya personnel, and other interested parties for content that will be included in the educational tracks that will be presented beginning Monday, June the 3rd at noon and continue throughout the conference until Friday. Each council chair is responsible for reviewing and approving the sessions that will become the final agenda. I work most closely with Contact Center Council Chair Kelly Leister, whose day job is with Sitel, the leading global business process outsourcing provider of customer care and complementary back office processes. To solicit the participation from Avaya, I reach out to subject matter experts from across the company, including the product management teams, research and development, professional services organizations, and support organizations, and Avaya laboratories. Kelly and I then combine the Avaya proposals with submissions from IAUG members and sponsors. We review the proposals against feedback received from members about the topics most interesting to them. We review the survey data from previous conferences that tells us which of the topics were of most interest and which may bear repeating, and we look at speakers who are most effective, inviting back the best, and we look towards the future for topics of emerging interest. Having done most of this before traveling to Chicago, we were ready to work with the other council chairs on scheduling. The IAUG events are of such great interest to the members, the sponsors, and Avaya that there are always too many more proposed sessions than there is available time and conference room space. Some hard decisions had to be made. Not every session submitted could be accommodated. A bit of horse trading went on over the most advantageous spots on the agenda, the length of proposed sessions, and potential conflicting topics. By the end of the day, though, the fittest had survived, and with the help of Lydia Kamikar, Kristen Sutherland, and Sky Hodges of the IAUG professional staff, we all walked away satisfied that the grid of the almost 150 educational sessions that will take place over the 5 days in Orlando will be one of the best agendas ever for this tremendous annual event. My thanks and a professional appreciation goes out to the member volunteers, Tina Gersted of Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare, Jim Spicito of Penn State Altoona University, Kim Hines of Texas Guaranteed Student Loan, Dennis Manning of U.S. Cellular, Jane Hogel of the American Heart Association and an IAUG board member, Bill Moore of the Museum of Modern Art in New York, Lynn Hausman of Magellan Health Services, Doug Leininger of Aetna Life Insurance, and Sue Ryan of Mutual of Omaha for your teamwork and professionalism and your personal dedication to the strength of the organization and keeping up the tradition of this world-class event that will be IAUG Converge 2013. Thanks also to my Avaya colleagues, Marge and Angela, and the IAUG staff, Lydia, Kristen, and Sky, and IAUG Executive Director, Victor Barnard, for your dedication and support. Dear podcast subscribers, I hope you'll consider participating in this year's event. You may obtain more information about the IAUG organization and IAUG Converge 2013 by visiting iaug.org. Thanks for joining me here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes, and you can follow us on hashtag APN Podcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
You've been listening to Avaya Tech Talk with Guy Clinch. For more information on the products featured here, visit the Avaya DevConnect Marketplace at www.devconnectmarketplace.com.